Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv. I'm sorry if you hear a lot of noise. I'm sitting in my car. But today I wanted to talk about healing your relationships with your parents. And I'm sure that people believe that at a certain age that certain things should not affect you, but realistically, your parents are your first introduction to the world. They are the people that set the tone for you. They teach you everything that you're supposed to know, and sometimes they don't teach you everything you're supposed to know. And sometimes when we feel like they didn't teach us everything we're supposed to know, we start to build resentment towards them in our adulthood. And we don't realize it at all sometimes, or we don't realize it unless something pops up that is similar and it triggers certain parts of ourselves that we might not have healed from or paid enough attention to. So one thing that I've realized on my healing journey more recently is I had to heal my relationship with my mom to better understand my femininity and how I approach femininity and how I approach certain situations in general. And what I mean by that is, with my mom, obviously, you know, being a woman and stuff, us as women are usually the ones that, you know, are the nurturers, the caretakers, the giving, the loving, all that type of stuff. And a lot of the times growing up that I can reflect on, I didn't necessarily have that from my mother. And it's nothing that I'm saying is to bash either one of my parents. But it's just me acknowledging certain things about myself through them that I need to improve on. So with me not receiving that growing up, I also didn't necessarily give myself enough of certain things as an adult. And that part of that is me being graceful with myself, or loving and caring to myself the way that I needed to, and the way that I didn't receive as a child. Also, another thing that I've realized is my habits come from both of my parents, obviously, but my habits from my mom that I've gotten is trying to heal my relationship with money and finances and building generational wealth and things like that. Pretty much the things that she didn't give me as far as the knowledge of saving money or not trying to blow all of your money as soon as you get it, having a better plan for your money and for your life in general, and working hard at a young age. That way you can reap the benefits later. I feel like now that I'm older, I'm able to pay more attention to that and realize that I do want to have a different type of life. And I've been able to catch myself more in a lot of those habits that I used to have. But me also choosing to spend more time with my mom has been helping me heal a lot with that too. Because it's been me getting mirrored by her. And a lot of the times we do get mirrored by the people that we are around and the circumstances that we've been accustomed to growing up. We don't necessarily agree with them as an adult, and we don't realize where they come from until we're in those spaces again with those same people. So with being around her, I've learned that it's okay for certain things, but it's also not okay for certain things. One of the things it's not okay for is for me to not stand up for myself and what I believe in and what I want out of life and what I don't want out of life and out of relationships with people and things like that. It's okay to set those boundaries with people, and if people don't respect your boundaries, then they don't need to be in your life. And that's okay. That's also another thing I've learned too. It is okay for things to come and go, people to come and go. We're going to have those experiences, and that's inevitable. We can't control that, but we can control how we choose to let those things impact our lives. And a prime example of that is my father passing away. That is a unfortunate circumstance. It's something that I feel like since I was a kid, I've kind of, expected it. It's sad to say, but the path that he went down in life, it was just kind of inevitable. And I had to change the way that I viewed our last moments together and realize that in that moment, yes, I wasn't necessarily appreciative or happy about what I was dealing with, but now that I'm older and I'm in a different place in life, I do appreciate things way more that we had talked about or that we didn't talk about, and that he taught me and didn't teach me. So, with that, I feel like what? That now that I've even gotten into like more relationships with other people or whatever the case may be, I am able to appreciate him. And that's crazy. That's really crazy because when we live with each other, I didn't appreciate everything that he did. Because he had a certain way of doing it. And that's also another thing too, with healing your relationship with your parents. Just because they didn't do something a certain way doesn't mean that their intentions were to hurt you. They were only able to base things off of what they had dealt with in life. And they're only able to tell you or help you through things that they know. If they don't know better, they aren't always able to do better. And sometimes they are just stuck in their ways, in a lot of ways, with the things that they've experienced. And that's okay. But that also teaches you what you want to deal with and what you don't want to deal with, moving forward with your life. You are able to tell yourself that I don't want to deal with certain things that hindered me, or I want to pour more into my children whenever I get older or whenever they get older, and set themselves up for a better life altogether. And realizing that it's not your job to try to heal everybody, but it is your job to heal yourself from those experiences in order for you to not carry them with you anymore. The people that we are mad at don't exist anymore, to be honest with you, because those same people that did that stuff, they've healed as well. They've grown as people too. And we are still in our minds holding them to a standard that they no longer hold themselves to. They might have grown a lot and experienced different stuff and healed, and they could be in a better place in their lives to the point where they want to help us or to heal what they have caused issues with in our lives. And by us not forgiving them, we are holding ourselves back from fully experiencing those relationships with people. And that is something that I have worked on with being around my mom, is forgiveness and being around other people in general. is learning to forgive. Even if you never receive an apology, you give yourself that closure. Give yourself that closure in every experience in your life. Because, like I said at the beginning, at a certain point, we can no longer point the finger at those people, especially if we know better now. We are the only ones that can change that situation. So I said all this to say that I feel like it is very important for us to have a relationship with our family and our parents, because that is also having a relationship with parts of ourselves too, and not neglecting those parts of ourselves. Sometimes that's not always, you know, the best thing for people. So do with that information as you will and whatever fits your life. But if it is possible to do it, then I suggest to try your best to be there, because we are all going to be gone one day, sadly. And all we have is right now in the memories that we're able to make right now. So I hope that you learned something. I hope that, you know, if that person was wrong or if you were wrong or whatever the case is, you're able to work through it. And if you have to love people from a distance, whatever you have to do. But as long as you close that chapter so that you're able to move on with your life, that is what's most important. But I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.